Alright, man. Welcome to the penthouse, ladies, gentlemen. I'm not going to assume your gender, but whatever you are. We're here. I have to work later, so I was trying to record something real quick because it's been exactly a month since we last produced the episode. P was good. I couldn't get you. I know you had something to do, but you know me. Always got a backup plan. So we have the youngin'. Terry, Kareem is back as always. One of our illustrious guests. Kareem, what's going on, sir?
I'm doing good. I feel real good today, you know? I just got hired at a new job.
Woo! Okay, black man. Right time, too.
Yeah, right before Christmas. Now I gotta get somebody a gift. It's messed up.
You know what? I'm not really a gift buyer. I'll be honest with you. My niggas, I give you some drinks. I buy a bottle for niggas and call it a day.
I'm big on gifts.
Put some money in your pocket.
I like gifts.
I don't mind gifts, but I just don't do it. Per se, like, say it's a gift. It's like, yo, listen, I'll come through. Yo, yeah, that shoe right there. I'm an odd person. I don't like expressing myself. That's just me.
I like it because I like to receive gifts.
I just tell niggas I love you.
I ain't going to lie. I owe a couple gifts, so, you know.
Gifts that keeps giving. You owe a couple gifts, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Do I?
He just got a job, so he owes somebody.
Yeah, you know, lean on me. Strong word. It's a nice phrase right there.
So, young Terry, what's going on with you, sir? Since we last been here in this building, any fuckery going on? No homo. This is gonna sound very off, and I'm saying this because we're recording. I just want to fuck with you right now. But your skin is looking very. Your skin is looking good, man. Looking great. You looking younger. It's looking tight.
You think so?
This nigga next to you, his hair look laid, you know, he got nothing, no strands missing, out of place. Your niggas came in here
prepared.
Yeah, your niggas came in here ready to go. Like this bitch is in here.
No, what?
I think I see you tonight. Like, your niggas came in here.
I got on my uniform pants from work.
What, they Dickies?
Nah, they just pants from Zara.
You good, man. I got Zara pants for work, nigga. I wear some shit off the internet.
Expensive
money. I can't
tell you
the brand name
of
the shit.
How's it expensive?
Is. And I wear track pants to work, gonna be cold.
To American Eagle and get some black.
Word.
You feel me?
For how much?
Don't matter.
For like $30.
Exactly. It's always $40. Same shit.
Nah. I need that $10 on my Metro.
Actually, no, these were $30. These were $30. I'm not lying. These were $30. Yeah, I just don't be knowing the right times to go.
I can't fit Zara anyway, so it don't matter.
That's a fact. I can't fit
Zara. I mean, anyway. I probably can, but I'm not Dominican or Jamaican,
nah,
so.
That shit.
Bro,
I don't need a just right fit. You know what I'm saying?
I went to Zara last week. No, last month, matter of fact. Send some jeans.
They got dope shit, though. I ain't gonna say it in front. Like, yeah. They don't, but.
For the small people.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing with H&M. A lot of dope shit, but I can't wear it. My legs are too big, no homo.
I could do H&M. I got some H&M jeans on right now.
But they stretch, though.
They're not stretch pants. Nope.
No, I mean, jeans, when you wear them, they conform to your shape. Now, you fuck them and wash them, they might get tight again.
Yeah.
But then you work them in.
I mean, yeah. They still look good on me, you know?
That's all that matters, because you know how it is with jeans. You wear the same fucking jeans, you wear them 5 days in a row, I don't give a fuck.
Word. I need to switch my jeans every day, though. I don't know. Jeans be getting that funky smell. You
yeah, they do.
About.
It's probably straight nuts. And ass, like. Jeans are terrible that way. That's why I choose to, you know, real talk, like, I just be wearing sweatpants, these fucking Adidas shits all fucking day. Like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
So I can go to function with these shits on family function, just put them on.
And
I got all black hair.
Like the fucking Dark Suge Knight, just popping up.
I think it's the Dark Suge Knight.
With the Dickies on.
Now, I feel kind of offended because I've been, like, working hard in the gym lately, so.
I'm talking about bald head Dickies on.
Nah. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
I'm feeling the way right now. That's why I'm here eating grits.
How much you been in the gym?
Eat your cornflakes.
How much you been going to the gym?
Nigga, like, whenever I can, man. Most of the time, four times a week, three at the minimum.
I feel like a string band. I swear I need it at the gym.
Nah, you definitely came down. But it looked good on you, though. Like, no, you look good. You don't look bloated enough. Like, you look like you're good right now.
I know. I used to look like I always was chewing something, right?
Nigga doesn't always look uncomfortable.
Yo. I lost weight
and I just feel so proactive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just want to lean, want to talk, walk.
Yeah.
Like, where you want to go? Let's go. Let's walk.
But see, nigga like me, I've always been up and down my weight. So, like, this is always my problem. I have a weight problem. Not due to eating and shit. I just be sleeping terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And that's my whole thing. I got to sleep. I'm one of them niggas. I need my 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Nigga, all I need is 4 or 5. Alright, you see me 4 or 5. I'm a miserable motherfucker. Like, I don't want to do anything.
I gotta work my way into my day if I get a little bit of sleep. Like, I don't wake up so energized.
Yeah.
Yeah, as the day goes on, that's why I love going to the gym sometimes. I go to the gym, I come out. Only thing, then I go right to work. I feel fucking, I'm awesome at work, smiling and shit. It's like, are you all right? I went to the gym earlier.
I feel dumbstruck, like.
Well, I feel great, laser loose, no homo, you know?
Yeah, I need to hit the gym. Get that feeling back. Get my heart racing.
Now, but if I take days like this, like, I haven't been there since, I was supposed to go 3 days, but yesterday I slept all fucking day for some odd reason. That was like 12 o'clock. I said, fuck it. I'm going to rush to go to the gym. But I took like 2 weeks off, a couple weeks back. I almost died the first day back in the gym.
Be like that.
Like someone stepping on my chest and shit.
Nah. I'm not going to the gym.
They be in balls, so all the sweat be coming down like you're crying, your eyes are red and shit, mm-hmm. all crazy and shit. That's the only thing I miss hair is when sweating.
The ball headed. Always inconsistent for me. Inconsistent. I just never had no idea.
It ain't easy. It ain't easy. I need to get up and force myself in the morning. First thing I do is get up and just go right to the shower. And make it as hot as possible. And I stretch, turn the TV on, read my newspaper.
Look at the weather.
Definitely. You know the weather. Night talking about snow in the morning and shit. I ain't got no fucking car right now.
I got my boots on. I'm ready.
And I got my boots turned in the corner. They probably dusty as fuck right now. I meant to throw some water on them shits.
Nah, I got my. I seen snow. I mean salt on the floor.
Yeah, niggas is ready because they ain't trying to get sued enough. That's what that shit is about.
Yeah.
This is ripped. Like it's like what, 40 degrees, but it feel way colder than that lately.
It's real cold. I got my goose on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had this fucking beard, I'd be fucking pissed. Would it be so fucking cold once I take this shit off?
I mean, we doomed.
Yeah, especially your baby face ass.
Yeah. I got hair on my head.
I'm good. Or he could just put his fucking shit right here.
Mm-hmm. Throw good. A hoodie on. It's word. Like wool. I'm serious.
Maybe got the bear mask on. Oh, man.
You gotta be smart about it. Only thing in the summertime, you just be hot as hell.
Yeah.
Even if you can't up win. On the top of your head.
Yeah, you can't win with that shit.
Black ass hair on the top of your head.
I'm not prepared like I usually am. So, one thing I can think of right now is
LeBron James.
That shit ain't real.
What's not real?
I don't
about
feel
it?
Like
it's not a real streak.
Today.
They win the games they're supposed to win. How? That's all I'm gonna say.
Who they did win they the not face? Win. They faced every team,
like the Warriors. They didn't play the Warriors.
You know they only played the Warriors 2 times.
I know, but they didn't play me. You said who they didn't play. They didn't play the Spurs, did they?
They don't want to play. The Warriors don't want to play them right now. They don't got Steph Curry.
Did they
play? Don't need Steph
Curry.
They
don't got no guard either.
Ankles.
Okay.
They don't got no guard either.
LeBron's the guard.
Okay. He's everything. He's
who's going to guard LeBron,
and
actually?
KD can guard. Cover the guard. Who's going to guard KD?
Jeff Green. That's why we got him.
Okay.
You know what? I'm surprised how good he fits on that team.
How great he is.
He's been so
right?
trash everywhere else.
He
after his like, first couple of years in the league.
He has.
He wasn't trash. He wasn't
no. But I'm saying he never fit a lot of teams he was on.
Only OKC. And then once he left there, it was over.
Nah, he was. Where did he start? He didn't start on OKC. He started Boston?
OKC.
I remember
he
hit that game win in Boston. No,
he
didn't start on OKC.
He didn't start on OKC, bro.
Jeff Green.
You started on OKC.
Yes, he did.
Go to the Googles, man.
Yeah, let's go to the. I might be wrong. Who knows?
Nah, he came with some other team. Like, I want to say the Celtics, B.
He was on the Celtics. I do remember that.
But that was after OKC. He was on a few teams because he was on the Grizzlies.
No, he's been on mad teams like 1 year.
He was on the Grizzlies. Yeah, he was on the Grizzlies at 1 point.
He was on like 8 different. He's like the modern day Jim Jackson and shit. Like, that nigga was on like 10 teams in 8 years and shit. Like,
yeah, they was wild.
That nigga was always getting traded. But then I heard that nigga was like a home wrecker. That nigga was fucking everybody's bitch. I heard because that's why they blew up the Mavericks. Because he was fucking what's her name? Toni Braxton and. I think
he
Jason Kidd was dating her.
He was on Orlando.
Are you right?
He was on.
Oh, this is what it was.
Celtics.
He was drafted by the Celtics and traded to OKC.
He played for the Celtics, though.
But he didn't get much burn, really, if I remember correctly.
Nah, he was.
Not like he was getting with the Celtics. Cause
well, he was older and mature then.
Yeah, true that.
He was a kid when he went to OKC.
Well, he was drafted by the Supersonics. Well, when they signed, they were still
Seattle,
Supersonics. Because he was there with KD and shit.
That boy, nice.
I like Jeff Green's game, but he's one of the niggas that could. He's like a Chris Webber type of nigga. Like, you can just put that nigga anywhere, as long as it's not the center, and he'll be all right.
He gotta be on the fast paced team.
He could shoot.
That half court basketball shit ain't good for him.
And he's a dunker.
It ain't good for a lot of players because
they not fast.
They don't have a mid range game.
Mm-hmm.
They can't create a dribble off the dribble.
There you go.
That's a fact.
A lot of mitigating factors. I was told something about my man Zirka. No, we don't get to no basketball. You know, P was here. He'd have been on that shit heavy. But yeah, quick thing, I was thinking about y'all young niggas. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Y'all young niggas, so I know any kind of women and shit. It's different now with the game. Like, my nigga Easy is always saying it's way more easier for y'all now because chicks be doing everything on the internet. But I'm like, bitches our age be fucking on Skype and all this shit too, and on Snapchat too. Just that with y'all, it's more of a, you know, since y'all evolved into it, you grew up with this shit basically.
Yeah.
But other little things like how dealing with women and shit, in fact, I'll talk to you, Kareem. How many women, when it comes to like women buying you shit, giving you shit with no return?
No return.
Now I'm saying, how those relationships went rather than the ones you were chasing?
I feel like I'm in one right now, but we in a cool relationship, you know?
But I'm saying, the joint that's actually giving you shit, she actually, you believe she likes you, right?
I know she like me.
All right, that's what I'm saying. But then the one you actually fucking down, you ran down on her, it's more of a like uncertainty where it's like, I know she feeling a nigga, but if I make one more move, she might just leave the nigga alone.
Nah, sometimes I just test it. I make the wrong move on purpose. That's me. I'm risky. I'm telling you, I'm risky. I get them real mad at me. See how they gonna react. What they gonna do. I know what I'm prepared, what I'm up against, you know?
Kind of you gotta see if you really fuck up, how they gonna react.
Then I don't
know. Calculated risk.
If she's wilding out right now, she gonna be crazy in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. And sometimes I get a little skeptical if they don't react in a certain kind of way. And that just spoils it right there. You talking to wild other niggas, you don't need me. I'm out of here.
See, you're really weird like that. They'll talk to a bunch of niggas just cause. They, you know, they can. We talk to a bunch of women because we actually try to knock all of them down.
And care a little bit.
Yeah, chill, cupcake with one, go out with one. Cause, you know, it always found funny. Like, the ones that actually you want to chill in a crib with, they kind of trash when you go out with them.
That's a fact.
And vice versa.
That's a fact. I need
but then
somebody.
You have the one that's both, and it's like, nah, I don't know, it's too good. Nah, I don't trust this shit. Nah.
Yeah.
Something wrong with this bitch.
She
I don't
know
she be
too
out
many
here.
People.
Yeah, she be out here. Like, I ain't trying to be embarrassed and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause like one of the last drinks I had was like that.
I went to.
I really had like it was like fucking around 3-4 years. Like it was like that, but it was like. She really on that shit where it's like, oh, I'm just come through. But I'm like, yo, you want to get something? What's up? You want some bread? What's up? Nah, I'm good. I'm just coming over. And they want to change it up one day. Oh, I'm hungry. Take me somewhere. Nah. How does that work?
I went to IHOP today, right? We get out the car. She's like, I'm smacking her butt. She's like, don't be doing that. I know people over here. I'm like, oh, my God. But come to find out, we going to IHOP. I sit down. Some girl tapped me on my shoulder. My heart is racing. Like, I look up like, oh, what's up? She's like, you know her. I'm like, duh.
Well, see, it's different for us because we're not like niggas with money. Niggas with money like fucking the same bitches. We kind of don't like fucking the same bitches. Like, if it happens, it happens. But it's not something we actually go after.
Yeah.
It's like, word, I used to fuck with her. How is she? Yeah, you know, she this, that. These niggas go after these jokes. Like, word, her, she do this.
I ain't even put her on, though. She like, you fucked up before? Nah. Couldn't kick her up.
I should have just run through my mind this morning because. I don't know. When I be tired, so I be thinking about all this weird shit. So I be having those dead ass dreams that be straight subconscious shit that I don't really never. I don't talk about it out loud, but then I dream about the shit. And it's like, what the fuck?
Cause you was thinking about it hard.
Yeah, yeah. In passing and shit.
I don't know, man. Can't be out here getting played.
No, that's part of the game, though. The problem is we men and shit. So our ego, when we get played, we gotta do something immediately.
Gotta bounce back.
You gotta bounce back. That's our problem. We just can't.
We don't do it strategically.
I don't think I have a bounce
right.
back. I think it's a.
Right.
We just do it like fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And just we just go Rambo. We don't be like, all right, wait till the nigga shoot, stop shooting, then pop out.
Word.
I don't think I have a bounce back. I think I have more of a fallback plan. You know what I'm saying?
The fuck is a fallback?
Like he just fades.
So if
black.
I'm feeling my side joint, you know, and she end up doing some sporadic stumps, something crazy. you know, and I gotta leave her alone. I just fall back on my main joint like nothing happened, you know?
The SAT words, I'm feeling right now.
You feel me? So, I don't know.
That's my problem. Like, I've always been one of niggas, if women do something stupid to me, I shut down dumb fast. Like, I get mad emotional, she's like, fuck this bitch, she probably, she don't know what she fucking with, fuck her. That's my problem.
Let me tell you what girls
fuck up. And I actually tell them how I really feel, like, you're fucking wilding right now, and you get shit together. And it's like, what is this coming from?
Girls fuck up when they got friends that's too friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to do something sporadic and outrageous. You feel me?
See, that's why I'm
still in touch with your friends. We can still hang out.
See, that's the key. The key with women are their friends. With niggas, is not.
Yeah, fact. It depends.
It depends, but even if it does, whatever you find out, you're telling him. Yeah. Women will hold that shit in like,
yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this bitch later.
Till both of y'all out, get her mad.
I thought we had a relationship. You're fucking though. That's a woman who wants to go, you're sucking the dick, you're fucking up, why are you keeping this running? That's the problem with women.
You said that so fast.
I talk fast, in general.
I don't know. You seem kind
of prepared for that. Why you keep it disrupting?
I don't think before I talk. It's one of my biggest problems. So a lot of times I'm just rambling. And I have to sit there and go back, damn, did I just say that shit? This is why I tend to be quiet a lot. People just be like, why are you so quiet? You shy? Nah, I just don't want to say something potentially stupid because it's bound to happen. I'm always saying some dumb shit.
Get you evicted.
Hell, I got me suspended from work years ago.
For real?
Yeah.
You don't want to repeat what you said, huh?
Nah, it wasn't nothing crazy, but I was going to school at the time. I was taking like, what, 3-4 classes at a time. Mad tired. I took a quick nap before I had to go to work. So I was running a little bit late, and I parked in the handicap spot. But we all did it. But niggas is up. One day, some niggas just hang out the window like, you have to move. I'm like, look at the clock. All right. I'm trying to be on time. Like I told you before we started calling, come to the money, I'm on time. Some form of fact, I'm going to get there on time. I got there, had like 3 minutes to spare. Niggas is bothering me. I'm like, all right, whatever. We're going to see that change. Niggas is like, yo, you still, why your car there? I said, yo, how many times we all parked there, or everyone else parked there? Why you bothering me today? What's your problem? What's going on today? What's your issue? What's your malfunction? They were all. I don't talk like that in front of them. But I was so tired and stressed because it's like around midterm. Like, it'll be after midterm. The finals coming up in like a couple weeks. It's like right after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving. So it's after midterm then. So some other supervisor who's not my supervisor is calling me like, oh, you being insubordinate. You're still getting written up. Mm. Now, it was one of those things that this was, okay. This was intentional. I just said, fuck it. Like you said, you risky, I was risky. But I'm always a quiet nigga, so they always thought they could say some wild shit to me. I'm just going to let it be. So I said, how? I'm going to get written up. Just tell me how. Because you mean insubordinate. So I raised my voice. I said, then fuck you and fuck that. The car's going to stay there. And I just walked away. Niggas is like, this nigga's wildin'. So I left. But then niggas is antagonizing niggas. One of the niggas was the assistant director or some shit. I said, I'm going home and fuck you. I'm out. I'm going to the locker room, I turn around, and nigga's like right behind me. He like touches me on the arm. I just took a deep breath and said, don't touch me. That nigga just stuck back. Some other nigga came out. Now, this, I don't know what I was wrong. This nigga has a gun. He might have shot me. You know how we're at this. I don't have a gun, but some niggas do.
You black.
Right, exactly. Right. At the end of the day, I'm a nigga.
Anything happens.
And this is why I have my real nigga shit. I have my fucking bullshit mohawk with the side shave. Like, everybody else had the fade. I had my shit bald on the side. So looking all crazy.
My gun went off. And he was in the way.
So this nigga's like, yo.
Headshot. And you taller than him. Word.
He definitely got me under the chin and said it was suicide. So this nigga just went to the bathroom and took my gun and shot himself in the head. I'm like,
So you gonna wrap your hand around.
They would have just said you was depressed off of midterms. For your worst picture.
That's the higher learning shit. That's the higher learning shit.
Yes.
So I told him, yo. I told him he was nobody. This down the shirt. Like, who are you? He said, oh, you can suspend it for 30 days. Like, who are you telling me that? You my boss? You're nobody. And that nigga got tight. So long story short, nigga hit me with workplace violence. Well, I don't know if you know what that was about in the adult world. People feel threatened by you and all this shit and nonsense. So they hit me with 30 days. Actually, no, I'm lying. They hit me with a week. But I say, yo, let's try to be all big and bad. I'll take the 30. Fuck y'all. I'm good with money right now. I don't really need to be here. And I got class going on. But my dumbass didn't know, when you get suspended for workplace violence, you can't come back to your job.
Yeah.
So I went to school at my job. So that shit's a wrap. So I basically sat around. I sat around for like 3.5 weeks doing nothing, son. Just burning money on mad clothes and shit, doing mad stupid nigga shit.
Like shopping spree.
Word, I was downtown every day.
And you bought everybody a gift that year.
I really did. Everybody got something that year. But no money in the bank. I was wild, but.
I mean, you live and you learn. That's what that's about.
Yeah, I don't regret it. I mean, it had to happen, because if it didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I'm at today in this job, because niggas wasn't taking me seriously.
Stand up as a man. Sometimes you gotta say it with your chest.
Nah, you really do, but I just like being low key into myself and shit, because once you start talking, niggas think they know you.
That's a fact.
Like, you don't know me, I don't know you, but.
We cool.
Niggas get comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no disrespect. I mean, I'm still that way with niggas, because a lot of niggas you can't even joke around with, because a lot of niggas like to joke around, but you really joke with them, and they start complaining and crying. Oh, you okay? I was just playing, you know? You don't have to take it there. Like, nah, jokes is joke. We getting these jokes off. Like, I don't mind getting shit on. Like, a good joke is a good joke.
Getting embarrassed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially if it's a girl around.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know they felt sometimes.
You're going to lose a friend. Might get shot by one.
Might get shot by
one. That nigga would be so upset.
Just because of a girl. It'd be crazy if you know what men do for a girl. That they didn't even have.
Like, but see, we all do that shit. Nah. At some point. I'm not saying it's a habit thing, but we've all been there at some point, which is why most of us are the way we are when it comes to work. Mm-hmm. So we'll be like, oh, you get hurt by one girl, that's over. It ain't like we got hurt. I was looking foolish out here. See, women, for some odd reason, they look foolish. It's just that, no, I'm loyal on this, something. Like, that's fine, but that nigga, you got a loyal pussy to some, you know.
Community pussy.
Like, I don't know. The dynamic is crazy with women. Like, and the older I get, I always thought it would change. It really stays the same. It doesn't change.
I swear.
It gets even more crazy because when women get older, they start feeling themselves sexually, so they just be on a whole nother animal with the shit. And they just flip it. But then it be on that same shit when we were younger, it's always that one nigga that can fuck their whole shit up.
Make them move.
Same shit.
Make them move to another town so they don't have a name over there.
You have a baby.
Shit. Talk about her middle name and shit.
I've seen it.
Code name kid next door.
Word. I used to be 5'9", too. That shit don't change. We the same shit at work. Joints be out here sliding and shit. Then the one nigga want to save us, like, relax.
I think everywhere you go, women's the same. Like, once they catch
feelings. Yeah, that's the same shit.
That's what I'm saying, but somebody's got to chill, like. I mean, I ain't gonna say I'm out here getting all the pussy in the world, but I had my time when I was getting meat. You know what I'm saying? It was good enough for me. You know what I'm saying?
I can't lie. I don't need 10 bitches anymore.
I never did, because I don't have patience for women.
Yeah.
I tell them about themselves real quick, and I fuck up all my shit. Mm-hmm. That's why women don't talk to me.
I tell them about themselves, and they still be bothering me.
It's how you say it, though. No. I'm mean, and I don't apologize.
I'm disrespectful.
But see, you have... Give me an aggressive tone.
Our generation like disrespect. That's what it is.
Now they do, but it's the how you say it. Like, see, you, the way you come up, I don't think it's going to sound as bad as you think it comes out. Like, you want it to mean, I've hurt feelings, son.
I've had niggas
call me, son.
Listen, I'm fucking some girl, and her nigga lives with her. Like, she's just
typical.
She makes him watch her son and come in the car.
Typical.
And we do some car things sometimes. She even takes me out. She's just horrible. Horrible. But, you know, I see her once every 5 or 4 months, something like that.
All right, so you like, you know, you like 1 of 6 maybe or some shit like that. It don't matter, but you know what I'm saying? That situation is like, hey, she got a situation. She got a home. She got somewhere to go.
But she loves me, like. She about to break up with him, though.
Alright. She paying the bills or something?
Yeah, that's her crib.
So that nigga definitely got another spot to go to then. Yeah. I think, too, if I ever were to get a joint, we can't live in the same crib. You sort of have your own crib.
That is a fact.
Like, we can go back and forward, but I need my space, you need yours.
That's just a headache. It'd be cool for a few days, then you'd be like,
yeah, a couple days, I wanna breathe
now. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I could live with a woman. You feel me? I could.
But why?
It's like,
why today?
They like the company.
Only cool. Bad thing today with apartments and shit is so crazy.
I'm lazy. I need somebody clean for me. Pass me this. Pass me that. Take my. I never had that. So
I've always took care of myself. Like,
take
yeah,
my pants off.
Women pamper me and shit.
Mm-hmm. Pamper like a baby.
I ain't had that shit. I always do my own thing. I don't like asking people for shit.
I like to be.
I'm mad weird with that shit.
I mean,
but
I
could doing that, that's how you keep though. These joints because it's a good. It's a gift and a curse because they hold it over your head at the wrong times.
I'm loyal.
See, this is what I'm going back to. See, it's, you pull it back into the segue. That's what I'm saying. If a woman ain't spending no bread on you, man, it ain't going to work out, I don't think, man.
I don't know.
I feel like that a little bit.
It ain't going to work out.
I feel like I just...
Cause
like,
I saw this shit on Twitter. Some nigga said it, but the way he said it in a fucked up way. He like, he didn't... What's the word? I'm so fucked up right now. Articulate himself correctly. But I thought about it. I'm like, yo, that really is the truth. Because women don't mind spending money on niggas. Like... Mm.
Yeah.
But it's really a nigga that's just there, they not spending that money on books. So that nigga surprised. Got them going crazy. They on that sprung shit. They might, yo. They know some kicks coming out. They know what you like. They getting it. As soon as you think about it, it pop up.
You be surprised. That's a fact.
Like, the shit is right. You good. Damn, I ain't pay this fucking bill. You get that alert. You get that text alert. She was like, how she knew the password to this shit? Like, that shit is real, B. That uncertainty that puts him there, man.
I guess that money do something. Because, you know, that is
it's a down payment.
Evil.
It's a down
payment plan.
On your heart.
There you go. Payment plan.
These bitches ain't slick.
I swear they not.
No, but they that more dastardly than we are, though. They a whole other level with that shit, though.
They strategize, that's why.
Yeah.
They plot like a mother. I ain't even going to start that war. Forget it.
And really? Men just flop around.
No, we do.
I love it.
We roll into shit. Cause see, I'll think about something long and hard, and then just go left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then later be like
straight detour. Like you dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew this was coming. You knew this
wasn't
gonna
worth
happen.
It.
Then women just come out of nowhere. Like, wouldn't you like me? Out of nowhere.
You like what?
You'd be so.
But
surprised.
It don't come out of nowhere. The shit be there. Just be on some shit where it's just like, nah. She ain't gonna do that. Nah. I just hate when you see it. I see it coming. The older I get, I see it coming. Like, oh, she gonna pull this move on a nigga. And I gotta sit here and act like I'm surprised or playing to her shit. Like, oh no, you know, you sure, you know. Shit. Why are you feeling like that? Oh, you nasty.
Me, I wanna know every detail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why you feeling like that? What you saw in me that you want me?
See, I used to do that when I was real young. I was trying. I knew two bitches. They were both like two joints met up at the same time. And I was trying to fuck one. I actually bagged one. The other one I didn't bag, but she was like the actual one that I probably should have went for. Like she had the body and all that. Always free crib. Other joint had like mad brothers and sisters.
My mama ain't never home.
Never home. She done throw a fish spot. Never forget that shit. Mad eye. But anyway, when they just hit me, this time I'm old. You on Yahoo Messenger? Just hit me on Yahoo. Like, yo, you want to fuck today? I'm saying that in my head. I'm like, it's gotta be a setup, bro.
Spam.
And I say, yo, what's good? You hungry, son? Like, you get something to eat? I don't know, fish spot downstairs. She's like, nah, just come through. You get some pussy today. Like, all right. Get there, her brother just left. I don't know if he knew who I was, but I knew who he was. So a nigga walked out and come in. I'm like, this fucking bitch. Get up in there, she campaigning all day up in that motherfucker. And I'm sitting here like, damn, should I fuck this bitch? You know I'm gonna fuck the other one too? Damn, fuck her.
You did it?
Nah, I took the little bullshit hand job or whatever.
Get the mouth job.
Oh, hey. He was out of pocket. I'm telling you, I need the mouth or something.
I was no nigga, man.
Marvelous.
I let her slip up me one time.
Never again, right?
I let a bitch do the race on me. One time she did the race, bro. And I got caught up in a bad situation. Like, went to her crib, chilling there all day. All day.
I'm not coming over if you're not giving me nothing.
Bro, listen.
No, you right.
Listen, but it was like, I was cool if I wasn't going to be there all day. Like, if I came for a few hours, if we just chill, whatever. I'd have been like, all right, whatever. But all day, bro, leaving at like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, had to be up. Work the next day.
Always the best time.
Bro.
Those are the best. Those make the
we
best
sitting there. She got on leggings, all that tank top.
You rip the hole open, man. You rip
the kissing hole open. All that.
Dick hard as a rock.
Oh, on my period.
Nah. Why are we here then?
That's what I said. Yo, you should.
Where the towel at? Let's go.
I would say your mouth ain't bleeding. You're wild.
Yo, listen.
Where is that? I got beach towels I don't want. Where's the towel? Black yo. Ones, red ones.
I was thinking the same thing. That's
I'm
why
not that hungry for
it. I was just
ain't not hungry, but I'm here, my nigga.
Nah, I'll take any nut. I even do a motherfucking motorboat.
I'm here.
I'll titty fuck a bitch too. Like,
what the fuck does that do for you though?
I'm getting my nut.
Shit's trash, bro.
Nah, I'm more than having to clean up a mess on yourself.
Ain't no mess. Just you getting a shower
look like Kool-Aid Jim spilled in
your shit. That's what showers are for cleansing. You cleanse your shit.
I would think I got shot. Like, I moved it.
She can wait.
She
can wait.
She can wait.
The anticipation is better.
Nah, that'd be too traumatizing for me. I'd have a nightmare about
you gotta run a red light. Y'all niggas is wild.
I'm good.
I get disgusted. Yeah. Throw it up every
sex is disgusted in general, nigga.
No, I wouldn't hate.
It's
I wouldn't
nasty,
hate my,
awkward.
I'll probably hate myself after that.
So if you fucking a girl on her period and you just, it stank. Like, it's stanking. Like, and you threw up on her chest. Like,
my
you
nigga,
just gonna keep
we
going?
We from New York. I've smelled shit on
going?
Trains that smell worse than a vagina that's bleeding.
No. You ain't smell no bad pussy.
I've smelled some rank vagina. Was it even on her side? Was it doing menstruation? Just
she had a UTI.
Earring backs and everything. It was just not a good smell.
She had a UTI. She was dishing every day. Son.
I don't know what it was, but just like,
so
you know
I
what?
Kicked in the
pussy. I'm good. You can tell. Yo, go take a shower real quick or something. Came back. So sad. I was like, all right. My mother about to come home from work. So I don't know what you going to do. I got to do a little something.
So you rather fuck a girl on her period.
Ain't no rather. It's just like, I'm here.
Fuck a stank pussy with a condom on?
I never said I haven't. I'm just saying that particular one's like, nah, not today. I wasn't in the mood today. That smell does not come off.
Yeah.
Condom or no condom. It goes through the condom.
That's a fact.
I don't know what it's about our skin. Maybe because it's down there, it's covered all the time, most of the time. So it just stays there, but
it'd be reeking.
It won't go away for like at least a day or two, bro. No matter how hard you scrub. That's why
reeking like a Puerto Rican, I'm telling you.
What is wrong with you?
I'm serious.
All right, yo, I'm about to cut the channel because I gotta go to work. So this will be a short ass show. You got anything you want to add to that, Terrence?
No matter what you do, stay strong.
Strap up.
Okay, this time of year, not to get serious, but yeah, I don't give a shit. This time of year, it always seems like a lot of people are in trouble or in peril, depressed.
Getting pregnant.
All right, you're wildin'.
I'm serious.
But those are the side. Dead ass. Like, checking with niggas, you know what I'm saying? Especially this time of year, because you don't know what someone's going through. They probably alone or some shit. Call a nigga, call a bitch. See how they doing. Send don't be like this nigga. She's pregnant and just or your man's got a shorty pregnant, you just be like, ah, good luck, nigga.
Send the postcard.
Happy New Year.
She said, damn, bro.
Pray on it. This nigga probably hit him. What's that mean?
We gonna miss you.
God bless.
I'm glad I got weak sperm.
You don't got weak sperm. This ain't your time, nigga.
Don't even say stuff like that.
It's the truth, cause it's the truth. I never lie. People say they give people pregnant and the condom broke. I told you the condom was never on. I never was gonna put it on.
I ain't thinking about it.
Nah, I'm just saying. I'm not gonna be that lie when it comes to that.
Nah, you know what's funny?
I'm trying to get it.
Listen. Catch him. You know what's funny? Whoa. The house of Virginia.
Yo, it be like that.
No, it don't be like that.
It's a risk you take.
Listen.
You
go.
Okay,
hold on.
You
hold on.
Real risky.
Hold on.
Like, you tell me the last time.
Fuck. Don't try to come at me sideways right now. Like I'm bawling. So the last time you had intercourse, you wore a condom?
No.
Good night. That's all I'm saying, nigga. It'd be right there. It's like, I'll save it for later. It's a long week. It's only Tuesday.
You're talking about a random person, though.
Ain't about random person?
Yeah, yeah, what? Yes.
Random, I know you. I'm not.
What?
What
is that?
What if she looks sick?
Nigga, I am sick. My nose is running right now.
I thought it was a nose ring. I didn't want to say that.
Like, I got no fucking tissue no way. You just watch my shit run. It's nigga next to the kid. He got napkins right next to him. And he ain't hear nigga no tissue.
I ain't seen nothing. Booger boy, booger boy.
He's that boy in the back of the class. No, wiping his snot with his sleeve.
Gibbs. Nigga Gibbs from Waterfall.
Oh my God. All right,
listen. All jokes aside, dead ass. Because a lot of people, seem like a lot of people die towards the end of the year.
What?
Just checking on people. Nah, for real. End of the year, they be down dropping like flies.
That's a fact.
All right, rest in peace to my uncle.
Rest in peace to my cousins, my uncles, my aunt, my everything.
Yeah, I'm blowing my nose before I record. I don't give a fuck. But deadass, give a nigga a call. Call people, check in on people, check on your parents, your grandparents, and let niggas know you love them. You thinking about them.
Y'all know that I'm alive.
We don't do that enough, cause niggas be texting and think that's enough. Call a motherfucker, FaceTime them, something.
Hear their voice.
Word. Like deadass, like
send
I mean, my mother.
Voice note.
Knock on wood, you know, she's still here, she's healthy. I keep all her voice messages, like, I save all them shit, she's on the cloud and everything.
I feel you.
I feel like my pops died, I can't remember how he sound. That shit is crazy. That nigga been going half my life damn, I can't remember how fuck he sound. Right? That shit is crazy. I try to think about it, I just can't remember.
I always hear my father in my head, though.
I hear him, but when I try to think of his voice, I can't hear it anymore. Like, when I dream about him, he never talks in my dreams, I can't remember how he sounds. So that shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's scary.
Got too deep.
Yeah, my dad always yelled at me, so I hear him yelling my name all the time.
Nigga, I was yelling at you. So like, you see all the people that people just like yelling at you. You want to be like,
So, nah,
she's like, I'm right. Wild. Yeah, I am wilding. You one of them niggas. Like, I know. But you was there. You saw it. You know. Yeah. Nah, but thanks for listening. Thanks for all the support.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. Happy Festivus.
Happy Hanukkah.
All that.
Kwanzaa.
Chinese New Year.
All that.
The Chinese. You know what?
What are you talking about?
I'm going to. This nigga said Chinese New Year. That's just like
Chinese
in the middle of
people
fucking
in New
year.
York.
What?
Their New Year's not the same time as our New Year, nigga.
They celebrate it.
But not around the same time, so it's different.
All right, I gotta go.